So to Afghanistan now, the conflict in that nation, America's longest war, by the way, has already twisted the mission of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, created to confront the Soviets in the Cold War should Europe be attacked a generation ago. But here's another ironic twist for NATO. Over 20 years after Soviet troops withdrew from Afghanistan, a report in the Guardian newspaper suggests the Russians may be returning to that theater alongside NATO in Afghanistan. Joining us now is Clifford Levy, Moscow bureau chief for the New York Times. Clifford Levy, good morning.
Good morning.
So how twisted is this should Russia decide to have influence or actually even enter, in some sense, this conflict?
Well, I don't think Russia's really going to enter the conflict in the sense of sending troops to participate in combat operations. What they have said is that they will try to provide support or assistance to the NATO mission, meaning whether it's training or allowing military goods to be shipped across Russian soil, over Russian soil to Afghanistan. But I think they've made it pretty clear that there's not really under any circumstances going to be Russian troops who are going to be fighting alongside NATO forces in Afghanistan.
And part of the reason for that is a political sensitivity within Russia for even doing such a thing. But this is certainly part of the old sphere of influence of if not the Soviets, then the Russians. What are the interests here as you see it, Clifford Levy?
Well, actually, there's a lot of ambivalence here. On the one hand, Russia cares a lot about, as you say, its sphere of influence. This is the backyard, Russia's backyard. The Afghanistan borders on the former Soviet republics in Central Asia. Russia wants stability there, and Russia is obviously very concerned about the spread of Muslim extremism. Russia has an enormous Muslim population on its own, especially in the Caucasus. So it wants a stable Afghanistan. It wants a stable Central Asia. It also is very concerned about the poppy crop, the heroin that's exported and smuggled out of Afghanistan. Heroin addiction has become an enormous problem in Russia, and the Russian officials are constantly haranguing the United States about the growth of the poppy crop in Afghanistan and are very concerned that NATO is not doing enough to eliminate it.
Let me push back here. I mean, is that something of a threshold, a revelatory threshold for Russia? I mean, we associate, and I'm an outsider. We associate Russia with all kinds of organized crime syndicates, et cetera, and nefarious sorts of dealings. Is the problem so severe that it even surpasses what might be an opportunity to enrich oneself in Russia to get involved in the heroin trade in Afghanistan?
Well, I mean, there's obviously this is a complicated dynamic here. On the one hand, critics have argued that Russia has not done enough to tamp down on demand for heroin inside Russia. So they're using the growth of the poppy crop in Afghanistan as a kind of a convenient scapegoat. In other words, they're focusing really on the supply rather than on the demand. The head of Russian drug control, in fact, just was in the United States and met with American officials to talk to them about this. So again, it's to some extent a convenient scapegoat.
But it's interesting. The issues sort of parallel the kinds of discussions, and they are tense discussions that the U.S. has with the government of Mexico over drug supply demand issues and how serious the U.S. government is. I won't get into Mexican policy here, but let's get back to the NATO issue, Clifford Levy. Russia working with NATO in an active sense? The Guardian seems to suggest there are talks going on. How do you see it?
Well, I don't see it as that active. Again, I see it mostly as sort of an assistance or support role. I don't see any way at this point that Russian troops are going to take part in combat operations. I will add that, Russia views the whole NATO mission with a great deal of ambivalence. I think it would be not out of line to suggest that Russian officials have a little bit of Schadenfreude might be the word regarding the NATO difficulties in Afghanistan.
Yeah, let's not conceal it. I mean, they would love for NATO to fail miserably in Afghanistan,
well,
right?
That may be going too far, John. I don't know if they would. They don't want Afghanistan to collapse. They don't want a huge gaping wound in Central Asia. That would be bad for them. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, I think they do take a little bit. I don't know if it may be too strong to say a little bit of pleasure, but they do note that. The Soviets had a terrible time in Afghanistan. It was an extraordinarily traumatic experience for the Soviet Union, for Russians. And they did see the United States come in and say, we'll do it better. We'll do it right this time. And in fact, the U.S., of course, has gotten bogged down as well. So they do take a – they do note that. I don't know if with satisfaction, but it's noteworthy for them.
Well, I get the ambivalence, and I get, obviously, they want to stable Afghanistan, but I'm wondering if it's about time for, you know, one of your editors to give you a call and say, Clifford Levy, what we need here is a week in review piece on what is the point of NATO, or maybe even a Sunday magazine piece. Are we getting to that point here?
Well, I mean, that's not NATO's not exactly my bailiwick. I actually did write a week in review piece last year about Russia's ambivalence toward NATO in Afghanistan. You know, it does raise all sorts of interesting questions, this whole dynamic Russia, NATO, and Afghanistan. And, of course, Russia has its own great ambivalence toward NATO itself.
Sure. Well, I mean, from you know, stemming from the Cold War. And, again, it's open-ended. These questions are going to continue, really no end in sight, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Clifford Levy, Moscow Bureau Chief for The New York Times, commenting on a story, actually giving us some great context on a story that appeared in the Guardian newspaper talking about Russia possibly returning to the theater in Afghanistan to at least establish some influence there on issues that are of concern to Russia, including the drug trade, the heroin trade coming out of Afghanistan. Clifford Levy, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.